Greetings once again, pilgrims of the way. Amen. It's Pastor Bob, and it's Tuesday, October 12th, our 63rd episode of Daily Respite. Perhaps one of the longest running series of our daily devotions. Hadn't thought about it until I just said it. Maybe the longest. I'll have to think about that. Maybe you already know. Anyway, it's been a good journey. And here we are right now in this moment. Amen. That's good, because that's exactly where God is. In this moment. And God sent us some truth today to lay on our heart and to consider if we want to absorb this truth or not. Amen. If so, and be enlivened by the power of the Spirit. It's Sarah Young's Jesus Calling. And Jesus has some words for us today. We'll hear those words. Then we'll take a little scripture break and hear three different scripture verses, scripture excerpts. And then we'll hear from Jesus again, so it sticks a little stronger. Amen. All right. Let's settle in. Take a breath. Still yourself. Jesus says, beware of seeing yourself through other people's eyes. Beware of seeing yourself through other people's eyes. There are several dangers to this practice. First of all, it is nearly impossible to discern what others actually think of you. Moreover, their views of you are variable, subject to each viewer's spiritual, emotional, and physical condition. The major problem with letting others define you is that it borders on idolatry. Your concern to please others dampens your desire to please me, your Creator. It is much more real to see yourself through my eyes. My gaze upon you is steady and sure, untainted by sin. Through my eyes, you can see yourself as one who is deeply, eternally loved. Rest in my loving gaze, and you will receive deep peace. Respond to my loving presence by worshiping me in spirit and in truth. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter 11, verse 6, Hebrews 11, 6, the author says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. In Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verse 5, Romans 5, 5, Paul writes, and hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. and the Gospel of John. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. That's John 4, 23 and 24. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Jesus tells us this today. Beware of seeing yourself through other people's eyes. There are several dangers to this practice. First of all, it is nearly impossible to discern what others actually think of you. Moreover, their views of you are variable, subject to each viewer's spiritual, emotional, and physical condition. The major problem with letting others define you is that it borders on idolatry. Your concern to please others dampens your desire to please me, your Creator. It is much more real to see yourself through my eyes. My gaze upon you is steady and sure, untainted by sin. Through my eyes, you can see yourself as one who is deeply, eternally loved. Rest in my loving gaze, and you will receive deep peace. Respond to my loving presence by worshiping me in spirit and in truth. That is all. Amen.